Elise Stefanik doubles down on investigating Biden's corrupt FBI following Mar-a-Lago raid. By Jacob Bliss on August 31, 2022. House GOP Conference Chair Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, renewed Republicans' calls to investigate President Joe Biden's corrupt federal agencies after the unprecedented raid on Mar-a-Lago. This is Russia Hoax 2.0 with the typical loyal media accomplices, Stefanik said in a statement as new information from the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, keeps getting released about the raid on Trump's residence. The latest leaked justification that started off as nuclear codes has now morphed into whatever Joe Biden's corrupt agencies think the media will transcribe as the loyal stenographers they are, she continued. Late Tuesday night, the DOJ revealed a photograph of allegedly secret documents recovered during the Mar-a-Lago raid, arguing the former president's legal team misled the federal government in a 36-page filing, Breitbart News reported. Renewing her call to have congressional oversight over Biden's corrupt agencies when the Republicans take control of the House. She noted, if the media believes that an absurdly redacted affidavit and leaks are going to stop congressional oversight, they are sorely mistaken. The fact of the matter is that the Biden White House is using the Department of Justice and the FBI as political arms of Joe Biden and Democrats' campaigns to target Biden's most likely 2024 opponent, the House GOP conference chair added. In fact, Stefanik noted that the same agencies involved in Trump's raid were just caught illegally meddling in the 2020 presidential campaign when they instructed social media companies to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop from Hill. Stefanik was referring to Facebook's founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg revealing during his first appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience that the FBI warned Facebook of an imminent dump of Russian propaganda shortly before the Hunter Biden laptop from Hill story broke. Most of the corporate press ignored the Hunter Biden story, with CNN taking nearly a year and a half to admit the laptop from Hill is legitimate. A Project Veritas leak shortly after the November 2020 election revealed that former CNN President Jeff Zucker dismissed the laptop as a Breitbart rabbit hole, burying the story at the network. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. It's the story the establishment media don't want you to see. It's available for pre-order now at mysonhunter.com. The film becomes available for streaming and downloading on September 7. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.